This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Hi, this is Rich Little, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Go, 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 go.
Can't you hear that drummer man now, baby?
Baby!
Don't you want to clap your hands now, baby?
Come on, let's go, go, go. What a movie show. Come on and go, go, go.
With Cousin Brucey.
Glad Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. We have said this before, and we will say it again. In many ways, there has always been a symbiotic relationship between rock and roll music and television, particularly in the 50s and 60s when both rock and roll music and television were coming into their own. TV was just one way to connect with our rock and roll heroes. But for many of us, especially many of us who came of age in the 50s and 60s and early 1970s, the most important connection to rock and roll music we had were the voices behind the disc jockeys of our favorite radio stations. On the line with us right now is one of the most famous disc jockeys of all time, Mr. Bruce Morrow, the legendary radio personality known around the world as Cousin Brucey. Cousin Brucey not only introduced millions of listeners across the United States to the music of the Beatles in 1964 when he was behind the microphone at WABC Radio in New York, he introduced the Beatles at their famous concert at Shea Stadium in 1965, while also introducing his radio listeners to many of the biggest acts in music by playing their songs on his program. After leaving his mark on other stations over the past six decades, including a very successful, very popular 15-year stint on Sirius Satellite Radio, Cousin Brucey has come home to WABC with a brand new Saturday Night music show that you can listen to wherever you are, and we'll tell you more about that in just a second. But first, Cousin Brucey, welcome to TV Confidential.
Well, Cousin Ed, thank you. Listen, after that special introduction, we could just say goodnight. I'm exhausted just listening to what I've done. I'm tired.
You know, well, you know, my guests always give me a hard time about my introduction, but I've said this before, I'll say this to you. There's so much I want to tell my listeners about to set up the conversation, and sometimes I may go overboard, but it's because I want people to know who they are.
That was, no, really, honestly, that was very nice, and I was listening hard, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, I did all those things. Well, thank you very much for that perfect, beautifully perfect introduction. All right, let's go to work now. Let's tell the people what they want to hear.
What led you back into terrestrial radio, Bruce?
Well, I started terrestrial radio quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
My first job, because was in Bermuda, by the way, when I graduated. Well, I left WABC 46 years ago, which is terrestrial radio station, a mega, mega monster radio station out of New York City. And I went to CBS and NBC, and eventually I landed up in Sirius XM Satellite Radio, where I spent 15 pretty good years, you know, broadcasting all over the globe almost. And about halfway through, I started feeling something was missing from my professional life. I could put my finger on it, but I just wasn't happy. And eventually, I realized what it was. I was doing corporate radio. Now, what I mean by that is it didn't have that warmth, that local feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And today, there's no such thing as a local radio station anymore. It's now local / national / international because of all the devices and our digital world we live in. But I was not happy. And eventually, my contract was coming to an end. My lawyer, Judy Tint, was renegotiating. And I wasn't happy, very honestly. And I said, maybe this is the time. Of course, I had a rabbit up my sleeve. During the last couple of years of my tenure at Sirius XM, every couple Saturdays, I received a call from a guy named John Castamedes. Now, John, to make a long story short, eventually bought single-handedly one person this monster radio station, WABC. I didn't know that. One day, a friend of mine says, by the way, you know that guy you talk to with his wife, Margo, every once in a while? I said, yeah. He said, he just bought WABC. I said, what? That's a company, an individual, buy, you know, a mega radio station. Anyway, we started talking, and from Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and the Everly Brothers and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, it started getting more serious, and we started making deals. So after I decided to leave Sirius XM, by the way, I must say, there were good years. I was happy there, right? Except for that one thing. I signed the next day with John and WABC. So it was sort of like a big career circle. I'm coming home, and that's what we sing. Cousin Bruce is coming home. I'm going back to my roots, going back to terrestrial radio, where I'll be afforded the possibility of doing local radio again on a national level. And that's what I've wanted. I wanted that feeling.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cousin Brucey's Saturday Night Rock and Roll Party, which is Brucey's new weekly radio show. Cousin Brucey's Saturday Night Rock and Roll Party airs live every Saturday night at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time on 77 WABC Radio in New York and its sister station WLIR in Hamptons Bay, New York. And around the world on the WABC app, as well as WABCRadio.com, WABCRadio.com. You can follow Cousin Brucey on Facebook, where I understand that, and this is going back to your roots and doing bringing a local radio flair to a national level. Part of what makes, you know, local radio so endearing is the fact that you take calls and the audience becomes a part of the program, and therefore you become a part of their lives. And I understand that while you continue to take phone calls and requests on your new show, your social media platform is also part of the program, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, interesting that my broadcast, that radio has changed over the past couple decades. You know, we have so many devices today, like you mentioned. So, and you also have Google, and you have Alexa and Siri. And I always tell people, if you open your refrigerator, go into the frozen food area, you'll find me there. Anyway, you know, facetious, but very honestly, it's quite true. We are just at the tip of the iceberg of what's going to be happening. So we're reaching all over. Now, what has happened that really got to had these things happen? Is that the audience has changed. So not only have we changed technology, then, which is very important to note this, the audience has changed. You know, today they have a lot of choices. And people say to me, Bruce, you go back to terrestrial radio? You got to be kidding. What are you, an old fuddy-duddy? And I said, no. I said, I know one thing. The audience wants content. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the audience really gives a darn what they're listening to. They will go after content, Ed, like you're doing on your broadcast. So whether it be on a digital device or an app or whatever, or a website, it doesn't matter. If you have something that they want to hear, content, they will be there. And that's what we're doing. My show has really morphosized, I guess it's a decent word, quite a bit since the last time I was on terrestrial radio. I'm doing a lot of talking now.
Mm-hmm.
People want that connection. And what we're offering to people today, and boy, we need it, we are offering people an escape. And this is exactly what I do. So we talk. I, at the top of my show, by the way, I say to them, you know, like this. I say, cousins, here's the bit. You can listen to me if there is no politics at all on this show. There's no talk about our convent. Nothing. The only thing I'll talk about If you have a personal problem that I can help you with, I will do it. So I keep people away from the stuff that they get every single day in the streets. And, you know, politics has gotten so tough, so, how do we say the word, dirty? I don't know. It's not fun. We're all so fed up with this pandemic. I mean, it's part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an opportunity that you and I have to get people, to give them a few hours of an escape, making a connection with these people and letting them say, let's relax a little bit. And that is exactly what I'm doing.
Cousin Brucey plays your favorite songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s every Saturday night on Cousin Brucey's Saturday Night Rock and Roll Party, which streams, which airs every Saturday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 77 WABC Radio in New York, its sister station WLIR-FM in Hamptons Bay, New York, and around the world on the ABC app as well as WABCRadio.com and pretty much every streaming platform you can think of.
I'm listening to you say that. It's so amazing, the word streaming. By the way, I'm going to make a can I correct you for one thing?
This is the cut. Go ahead.
I have to edit this. This is very important. My show plays 50s, 60s, 70s, and you said 80s. And you were right, because originally I was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something called the Internet. There's something called social media.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer the producers and directors and bosses of our own experience. They are.
Mm-hmm.
Social media. So my show starts being announced. I'm getting a lot of publicity from newspapers and television and people like yourself. Thank you so much. That I start getting hundreds and hundreds of emails. This is what they want. They said, Brucey, we don't want the 80s on your show. Everybody plays the 80s. You do 50s, 60s, and 70s. That's what we want. So right away, Vox Populare, the voice of the people. Then listen to this. This is wild. They want jingles. Do you remember the days in the 60s when you couldn't hear a record without a jingle? A nice song that proclaimed how great the radio station was?
Or every hour on the hour before the network news, you would say you're listening to WNIS or whatever.
Yeah, and they were very well produced. And then during the shows, after a record or after commercials or between commercials, once in a while, you'd hear these very well-produced jingles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that disappeared 70s and 80s, a little bit 90s. And here we are in 2020. That was one of the things they wanted to hear again. Matter of fact, I tell you, the jingles have become almost as important as the music. They love it because that's part of the escape. Now, this is the kicker. This is the one that shocked me. I did my show because of this COVID thing,
mm-hmm.
this nasty nightmare we're going through. I did my show for my home the last 4 months on Sirius XM. And because of the equipment, I couldn't put what they call reverb. From the 60s, and all my shows had something called reverb, which is like a little echo,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of warms up your voice a little bit. It's kind of fun. But not having that reverb, that echo. And I said, you know what? Because it's 2020, I'm talking to myself. It's time to get rid of that. I'm not going to have the echo. I was wrong. The females, they wanted the music of their eras, their decades. They wanted the jingles. And guess what? They wanted the reverb.
Because it brought them back. Exactly. It brought them back. And look, just like, the music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s is a soundtrack of so many of our lives, you know, whether it's Elvis, whether it's the Beatles, whoever it is, Dionne Warwick. There are certain songs that, you know, we remember when we first heard them, or they make us think of our first date, or, you know, what we were doing on our as we were driving to our first job interview. And part of that experience is the whole vibe of listening to our favorite AM radio station at the time. So I'm very glad that you include the reverb to your Saturday night show, Brucey, because that's part of the experience.
Very astute. You just developed the environment. And what that people want, their environment. What we're offering is this connection, this escape. And as I said before, we all need the escape. So it has to be perfect, right? And I am so happy now. I don't think I've been happier on the air during my career for the last many, many years. I feel at home. I feel good. You know, when I'm on the air, and I don't, like I'm talking to you one-on-one. That's how I talk to people on the air. I don't talk to a microphone at this massive multi-million audience. I talk to each person. And when people listen to me, they feel I'm talking directly to them. You know, it's very personal. It's the most personal of all mass media. As I said, we're in bathtubs. We take showers with people. We're in cars. We shop. We are in people's lives. And that's what we have to remember when we address them. Talk to them, not at them.
And right now we're talking to Bruce Morrow. Bruce Morrow, the iconic, legendary music personality known around the world as Cousin Brucey. Cousin Brucey's Saturday Night Rock and Roll Party airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 77 WABC Radio New York, its sister station WLIR-FM in Hamptons Bay, New York, and around the world on the WABC app as well as abcradio.com and pretty much every streaming platform on your phone, smart speaker, computer. You can follow Cousin Brucey on Facebook. And as Brucey clarified, every week you hear your favorite songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Brucey, why do you think the oldies format of the 50s, 60s, and 70s continues to endure?
Well, the question, people want to latch on to something during what they perceive as a happier time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you think of the 60s. You think of the late 50s and the 60s. This they perceive as a happier time. Now, compared to what we're going through right now, cousin, it was a happier time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really examine it, we had some pretty rough times there. We had assassinations. We had terrible racial strife. Financially, the world was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a very happy garden of roses. But, you know, the body has, I always said, an analog eraser in it. It erases some of the bad moments. So compared to what we're going through today, the 60s seems like a garden of roses. Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's okay. We need this right now. We need to get rid of this anxiety-ridden world of ours. And this is music. You know, William Shakespeare, I'll go take you back. There was one of his plays, Twelfth Night.
Mm-hmm.
He said something like this: if music be the food of love, play it on. That says it all in a nutshell. Music is a medicinal cure-all. It makes you feel good. It lets you breathe a little bit and gets rid of anxiety. And I know that. And that's what I'm doing. I'm giving them this 3 hours, and it's going to grow. I know it's going to grow. Very soon, it's going to grow. And it's the time for them to just let it go. No politics, no diseases, nothing. I just want them to think back to the nicer time when it was easier.
No politics, just your favorite songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, some great classic jingles, and all sorts of comfort radio that you'll listen to every Saturday night on Cousin Brucey's Saturday Night Rock and Roll Party, which airs live Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 77 WABC Radio in New York, WLIR in Hamptons Bay, New York, around the world on the ABC app, as well as WABC Radio.com. I understand that you first got the name Cousin Brucey because of a little old lady in a random act of kindness.
I wonder if it was a little old lady from Pasadena.
I don't know. If it was a little old lady from Pasadena, she went a long way to meet you in New York.
I was sitting in my studio, and the security guard came in and asked, "There's a little lady that would like to come in and see me." Now, in those days, you know, in the 60s, we weren't afraid of somebody coming over and commandeering my microphone. And I said, sure, I love to meet people. My name is Bruce Morrow. I didn't have the cousin that does mm-hmm. that, but here's how that started. So this little old lady comes in, twinkly eyes, and she looks me directly in the eyes. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's not a secret, but when you go into somebody, you want something, right? You mm-hmm. may, you want to make a deal. Mm-hmm. Look them right in the eyes, mm-hmm. not the nose, not the mouth, not the chin, or other parts of the body, which you might rather look at, but bite the eyes. Connect with the eyes, and you got it. Well, she connected with my eyes, and she said the following to me. I'm playing a record, right? I'm playing records, discs in those days. And she said, Mr. Morrow, very formally, and this little lady with the eyes said, do you believe we're all related? And I looked at it, and I said, oh, this lady's after something. I'm a kid from Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I know when somebody wants something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, ma'am, I do believe. I do believe we're all related. And she simply said, well, cousin, I'm broke. Lend me 50 cents to get home. You're my cousin. Well, I thought that was so sweet, I gave her 50 cents. She said, thank you, cousin, and left. The next day, I became Cousin Brucey. And I knew that was going to work, because everyone loves their cousins. That's the, you had the best times going to your cousin's house. You got spoiled over there. And the Cousin Bruce thing has always been with me. Now, the postscript to this, Ed,
mm-hmm.
is that that little old lady never paid me back. I guess I owe her a few dollars.
Well, I guess in the vernacular, maybe she paid you forward in another way, because you weren't just Bruce Morrow from Brooklyn playing that night. You were a personality, and that helped you connect with your listeners.
Absolutely. But you know something interesting? You said that. But I still retain very covetously, very jealously, that I'm Bruce Morrow from Brooklyn. And I never forgot my roots. I never forgot where I came from. My connection. That's my natural connection to people. I never forgot who I am and where I come from, and my appreciation for this audience.
You can connect with Bruce Morrow, a.k.a. Cousin Brucey, every Saturday night on Cousin Brucey's Saturday Night Rock and Roll Party on WABCRadio.com. We'll take a quick time out, and we'll talk some more with Cousin Brucey when we come back on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty Group. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty Group will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Front Porch Realty Group at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty Group. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Want a free first ride with Uber? Uber, the mobile app that connects you with a ride at the touch of a button in minutes. Enter promo code TVConfidential after you download the app to receive your first free ride up to $20. For more information, go to get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.